huge congratulations. Third place. Just put into words how delighted you are with that result.
It was a great weekend. It was spectacular cross country, really. It was one of the best rides I've had on him. And to come third here at the Open Championships is just a phenomenal result.
And of course, it's not easy here, is it, in terms of the very unique terrain and the undulating ground. How difficult was it? I'm sure there were numerous challenges out there.
Yeah, it was, as you say, it's very different to any other course that you ride, really. And you get different types of fences here. You have moments where you have to sit back on the downhills and the undulations. And then for one of the short format ones, fitness really comes into it. Up that last hill, it is very steep. And then you have to come back and do the tight angles on a slightly tired horse. So in that way, it's definitely a unique course.
You're in a bit of a roll with this horse, aren't you, this year?
At the moment, fingers crossed, it's been going all right. I mean, the dressage is always not the best. But obviously, we got our first badminton completion, which was great. And then we had a third out in Arville in the four-star short there. So we've just been saving him for the ones we think will suit him. Long may it continue.
It's a real sense of tradition at the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing. It's a highlight for a lot of the riders. How special is it for you?
It's great. I mean, I'm coming from fairly local. I've come here a lot when I was a kid. I came actually and watched my brother. It must have been 10, 15 years ago, so I've grown up a bit on it. It's always been one of the outings, that and Blenheim and badminton. So, no, it's right up there as one of the top events, really.
Well, after you celebrate this success, where next for you guys?
We're hopefully going to go out to Mill Street with both of the horses I had here, one I had in the intermediate champs as well. And they'll hopefully both be in the four-star short out there. And then hopefully we'll be headed for Blenheim.
No doubt this is going to be a day to remember, right?
Yeah, definitely. I might sleep well tonight.